Hello.
Hi, Lori. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah. Oh, I know you sounded so down on the voicemail, and I felt so bad, so I'm sorry about that. But I had you down to call around 3 o'clock Minnesota time. Maybe I was wrong, so I'm sorry about that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyhow, what's going on? Are you able to unlock the card and process the 29, or do you need a little more time?
You just stay on the phone with me, and I'll unlock the card.
Okay, you got it. We'll get this done, and then, like I said, make sure that service credit goes through for the July 28th.
Yeah, hold on.
It's still really hot there in Minnesota, huh?
Yep.
That's what I thought. My dad lives in Illinois, I think I told you before, and he's been telling me it's been 90s and 100s.
Yeah, it's been like that, yeah.
Wow.
Sure has been.
Yeah, I took the doggies for a walk this morning, and it was probably like high 70s, maybe 79 or 78. And because it was morning, the sun felt so like blistering hot. And I told my granddaughter, I said, just think, like, some people are like in 90s and 100s right now. You know, I'm like, this is like not supposed to be too hot for us, you know?
Yeah, I know. I don't know why it's been so hot here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always been. When I grew up there, it was very hot, but I think it's getting worse now. Like, the climate's changing. It's getting worse, but it's always been really hot, you know?
Oh, I knew I forgot something. Oh, well. Anyways, But did you walk your dog, the one that pulls you all the time, that barks and pulls?
I did, but you know what my son did? He took her over to the park with his friend's dog, and he took the chain and the leash, and so I don't have it right now. I told him, where's the chain? And he said, oh, I left it over at my friend's house. I said, you better make sure he doesn't lose it. I mean, I can go get another one, but in the meantime, I need it, you know? So I just had a collar on her yesterday, so I tried it a little bit, but it doesn't, like, work the same as, you
know, with those kind of collars.
Yeah, so I have to wait until I got to remind him, like, hey, next time you go to your buddy's house, bring my chain back because I need it for her, you know? But
yeah.
I did get to walk her alone, and, you know, she's so much better alone. It's so funny. Like, they feed off of each other because when I walk them together, they both get, like, very, you know, I don't know, just aggressive almost, where they'll bark at everybody. And then I think they have to protect me because, one night my husband went with me and they didn't bark at anybody that passed me by. And I thought, I think they feel safe now because he's here, you know? And then when I go by myself with them, they're like barking at everyone, like they, like watchdogs, like they have to protect me or something, you know? So
it's not necessarily a protection thing, because that's what everybody thinks when the dog.
That's what I thought.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not. It isn't. How to explain it. It's the more person that is more in charge, kind of, like, you know, more authority, I should say, has more authority.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, is better with authority than some others. The ones that, cause even dogs don't do act out when I'm around either.
Wow.
They know that I'm there and they know why I'm there. Don't know, you know, they just know. And so
yeah.
They don't act out when I'm there to help. And they say,
yeah.
It's funny because he would normally do all these things that I said, and yet he's done nothing since you've been here. And I said, yes, I know. That's how they are. Dogs are like that. It's usually his authority. Authority.
Interesting. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's hard to explain, but it is usually that.
I can see that because I'm like more like loving to them and I give them a lot of attention and I play with them, and he's more like, hey, knock it off, go to your spot, and then they do, you know?
Right.
So
right.
Yeah, so I could see that. That's probably why, like, when he was with,
that's
they
what
didn't
I do
act
too.
Out.
I don't let dogs do what they want to do, you know? I mean,
yeah.
You know, my dogs can play and do whatever, but, you know, if it gets out of hand, you know, or one doesn't know when to settle down, or one doesn't know how to play right when they get more aggressive when they're playing, you know, different things, you know. I don't allow that stuff.
Yeah, or they have to, there has to be like a time for it too. They can't just like in middle of company or something start, you know, they have, there has to be a time where like, you know, we pick up their ball and say, okay, let's play. Then they can play. But other than that, they shouldn't be like, you know, and I'm kind of soft if I'm, you know, in middle of something and one of them brings their ball and wants to play, I'll kind of stop for a few minutes and play with them, you know. When
yeah.
probably I shouldn't, you know.
Yeah, my dogs are all pretty good when, you know, comes to people, you know. I mean, they don't get all playful in anything when the company comes or nothing, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they're pretty good trained, you know.
They're great dogs, yeah.
But my dogs are always great.
Yeah.
Because to me, I train my boys. I raised them right.
You raised them right. Yeah, you did. You know.
Because, you know, like I said to our neighbor, I said, the police lead, you know, they say they're going to leave me alone, but I said, they should know that, you know, I've participated in many things with my dogs in the city, and they know what my dogs, and they know how my dogs are, and they know my dogs are not mean, they're not, you know, they're very well trained, you know, they don't cause problems.
Yes.
You know,
absolutely.
and they're not starving to death, and, you know, and they're very well taken care of. So when somebody is harassing me and the neighbor, you know, is calling just because she wants to, you know, have the city come out or the police come out all the time, it's just harassment.
Yeah, totally.
And I made that clear to them, to the one I told her, you know, leave me alone. I says, this is getting stupid. I says, you know, that they're just calling to call. You know, it's just stupid. You know?
Well, I'm happy he finally said you're not going to have to hear from him anymore, you know?
Well, you know, it made me feel better because it's like, why do I got to fight everybody, you know, over something that isn't really true, you know? But I've got to keep defending myself and doing this and doing that, you know?
Yeah, it's not right.
But the neighbor now doesn't bother me on the other side neither because she knows better now.
Oh, good. Man, you've been through it.
I finished it. I finished the war.
Right.
Well, because once I called the adult protection, the child protection, everybody I can call on her, I did. And they came out, and now she's got nobody at her house but her.
Oh, okay. Good.
And you want a war, you got one.
Some people have too much time on their hands, I think.
Well,
I hate
that's unbelievable too. If I'm standing out there talking to someone in, you know, at their car, she actually comes to the door and opens to listen. And I'm like, really?
Wow, that's
you know,
weird. Yeah, that's stalkerish.
So you know? And I thought,
very weird.
And I know she's got no friends. She has no one for real. Just like the guy here that I told you just in the ass, you know, they've got nobody. You know, no one.
Yeah, that's why they have so much time on their hands to butt into everybody else's business, you know?
And I tell them, you know, do you ever think of why you have no one, no friends whatsoever? Do you just think about that?
Seriously, there's a reason for it.
I know. And they just like, you know, like so dumb. It's like,
totally.
You don't realize that you are this way. And this is why people don't like to be around you and think you're an ass and, you know, whatnot.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem to bother them, I guess, but.
No, for sure.
You know, if you want to be that way, that's fine. You do what you do, but don't start trouble with your neighbors.
Yeah.
Or whoever, you know, just because you're that way.
I know.
You can take it off the card now, you know.
I don't like that too. Like, I don't know, like, sometimes my husband will be like, oh, the neighbor's car is gone and maybe they're out of town and maybe they're this and maybe they're, and I think even about him, I'm like, you have too much time on your hands. Like, don't worry. Like, you know, and then I also think like, why are you asking me? Like, how would I know where they are? You know, if their car's not there, I can't tell you, yes, they went out of town or no, they didn't. I don't know where they are.
Actually, sometimes it is helpful too, you know, because then if something really did happen to your neighbors,
Yeah, that's true, because she will, she'll tell me, like, if she's going on a trip or something, she'll say, hey, we're going to be gone this week, so if you see anything funny at my house, do you mind to, like, go check it out, you know? So she'll give me, like, a heads up. But, like, if she doesn't, and then he's, like, just assuming I'm going to know, like, where they are, I'm like, I don't know where they are, you know?
Yeah. And, I don't bother them, you know. I told the figure the neighbors, you know, somebody says, you watch out for my neighbors, and I'm like, oh, hell no. I said,
yeah,
I
know.
Don't want that for troublemakers, you know, they're just troublemakers, so whatever they got coming, they deserve.
Right, right.
You know,
yeah.
I don't want them bothering me anymore, you know. It's like, whatever,
yeah.
You know. Did you take someone else to contact?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I got the green light, Lori, and it did put on the service credit there for the July payment, so that's good. So you're paid in full all the way until August 28th. And then moving forward, it'll just stay at that $29 until you have the BBB and the business card. You're ready to do the video verification. You can let me know, and we'll go back to the other package. But this way, at least that orange banner comes off your site, and your site stays fully active in the meantime.
Yeah. It's just like,
yeah.
I haven't been doing so good, so I can't help it.
I was going to say, I was talking to you yesterday. Yeah, I'm like, you're not going to have time to do that with the BBB and uploading a video. So I'm like, we'll just do this in the meantime, you know.
And Jonah is better now.
Good. Oh, I'm glad to hear it. Did he get the thing off of his leg?
I forgot to tell you that they sent the wrong size for, you know, I had the wrong size for him. You know, the large obviously is not a large. It's for a smaller dog.
Oh,
like,
I see.
I don't know how they do this measuring test, because, I mean, what is a large to you? Like a shepherd, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
it should be.
They must think that larges are like poodle.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I experienced that. I saw a little Hawaiian shirt at the store for a dog. And I thought, that's perfect for my one that doesn't have much hair. He's that one that, you know, they say he's a Shar Pei mix, so his hair is, like, very, very, like, sparse. So I thought, I'll put it on him so he doesn't get burned when we go to the beach. And I bought him an extra large, and he was still a puppy at the time, so he wasn't even full grown, and he couldn't even squeeze into it. And I'm like, and I was thinking what you did, like, what kind of a dog would this be an extra large for? Because mine's a puppy, and he can't even fit into it, you know? So
I did that with my puppy too, it says I didn't even get a large. It was like, you know, a medium for him because he was a little puppy, you know. He was still younger.
Yeah.
And I go, okay, this is a medium, you know. And
yeah.
I start checking them, you know. I say, okay, you know, but because it's always in a little pack, you know. So I was like, well, did they really just fold that right up, you know, and stick that thing in this little tiny thing? So I took it out, and I'm like, and what dog is this supposed to fit on?
What dog is this? Yeah.
Because I'm like, how do you consider this a medium? And then I thought, well, I better look at the large. And the large wasn't much bigger.
Are you more of a big dog person now or a little dog person, or does it not matter?
No, I like both, you know, but I love big dogs, you know. I mean, they protect me.
I'm the same way. My little dog is so cute. She follows me around the house, and she's so sweet. But I love the big dogs. There's something about just, like, laying next to them and giving them a big hug. And then with the little dog, she gets so yappy, you know, and I hate that. Like, the big dogs, they'll bark, but, like, if there's a reason, you know. But the little dog, she's yap, 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 like, at everything. And after a while, I'm just like, what are you barking at? You know, like my daughter will walk by and she starts barking. I'm like, she lives here. Like, what are you barking at? I don't get it. Like,
well, I know dogs that bark at leaves that blow in the wind.
Oh, gosh. Is it mostly little dogs, or have you seen big ones do it?
Little dogs. It's always little dogs.
Yep. Yeah. I think she must have a super sensitive hearing, though, because sometimes she starts barking, and I'm like, what are you barking at? I don't have no reason. And then, like, a minute later, like, someone will come in through the gate or something. Like, oh, wow, she heard them even before I knew they were out there, you know? She's got, like, supersonic ears or something, so.
Well, when I was in Brooklyn Park, you know, their poodle constantly barked all day long, not nonstop. nonstop out of the window. And I'm thinking, I know there just can't be something else there constantly. And I finally yelled, George, shut up. Well, he only shut it up for like 15 seconds.
Wow.
And then he started right back in again. And I'm like, I don't understand. But, you know, no one complains. No one calls and complains.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true. Because one night I was walking my dogs and these little dogs, we always pass their house. I know they live there. I don't really know the owners too well, but I know the dogs live there. And this one night, it was probably like 11 o'clock at night, and they were both out there barking. And I thought, wow, I wonder if like the owners went out of town or something and like left them in the backyard. But I was thinking like that would be so annoying if I lived right there. You know, I don't know how I could sleep with them yapping all night, you know. But yeah, like you said, no one complained. I was shocked. You know, they just kind of let them be out there and yap all night, you know. So.
And I thought, well, where are those people when you need them? Because, you know, here they complain about everything.
Right? I know.
Do you not have something better to do?
At all.
You know, I mean, I don't understand, you know, it's like they're always doing, you know, always putting their nose in your business and trying to find something to call on you about. And I'm like, you know, come on. And so we blocked out the backyard from the one across the neighbor across the street. So I says, I know she can't be doing it anymore because she doesn't get to see the dogs anymore. So then I knew I would narrow it down to the person on the left, the one I got called the file protection on and all that. And I said, I knew it was her, you know, and, but it wasn't really her. It was her granddaughter.
Really?
Here's the thing. She didn't know. I just knew anyways. She just doesn't know how I know. And so I mentioned it to him, you know, and I said, well, you know, she was talking to me and I said, you know, about stuff. And I said, you know, your mom, I said, your grandma, your mom, whatever she was to her. I said, calling the police, you know, I said, isn't too cool, you know, for nothing, you know. And then she's like, oh, she didn't do that. And then the next thing that came out of her mouth is, but they're not supposed to tell you anyways who did it. And I thought, they didn't. You just told me.
Right. Exactly. Wow.
You know, because I'm like, because I know how to set people up, you know, for what I want to hear. And I knew it. I knew they did, you know. But I talked to her and she got so mad when I confronted her, you know, and that's fine and dandy, whether you're lying or not, you know, you get mad because someone's accusing you. I knew it wasn't her. She did tell me straight out. I said, you know, call the police one more time, you know, and da 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 da, you know, and she goes, what are you talking about? And I said, you know, I said, you calling the police, you know, it's like, why do you do that? And she goes, it wasn't me. I didn't do that damn fucking, you know.
Wow.
And I did believe her and I knew I had to believe it was her granddaughter. But now that her granddaughter doesn't live there anymore, she hasn't said a damn thing. No calls have come in, you know. Like I said, I know the lady across the street can't see things anymore. If I put my dog out front, you know, that's fine and dandy. I can put my dog out front, and she better not say a damn word about it. You know?
Yeah.
But for the other dogs, you know, any other dogs I keep out in the back, you know, so she can't see them anymore, you know?
Yeah.
It's too bad because those dogs can't run and play through as much property, you know, they don't have as much property to run and play on as they used to.
Right.
Because of the lady across the street. Yep.
Right.
And here, it's illegal to put the fence. You can only have like a 3-foot fence in your front yard.
Oh, I see.
And I'm like, well, you know, that don't make no sense. You know, dogs can jump these things. You know, it don't make no sense. If you want the dogs to stay within the yard, they should be able to have as high as they need it.
Right. Exactly.
But they don't allow.
Especially
that.
If it's your house. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And I
understand they're trying to make like a certain look for the community, but why not have it be safe too and let people with dogs have a taller fence, you know? So,
you know, I'm all for, you know, I mean, if this is really a free country, even though it really isn't, and it isn't.
Yeah.
You know, I think people should have what they want in their yard, you know, within reason, of course. You know,
right.
I'm not saying, you know, I don't want them to have a, you know, a death trap for someone, you know, but I mean, they should be able to have, you know, put up whatever fence they want, you know, or, you know, do whatever they want to do, you know, and
I
know,
agree.
If they want to have certain things out in their front yard, you know, whether it's lawn chairs or whatever, you know, or their garbage cans, you know, as long as they're nice and neat, you know, not crappy looking, you should be able to do that.
Yes. I agree.
Instead of hauling them all the way to, you know, to this area, and then you got to haul them all the way back out, you know, and it's like, this is just stupid.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that actually have to walk out to throw their garbage away.
And if they're elderly or something, that's hard, you know.
I mean,
that's really hard.
I mean, if people's houses look crappy, then that's on them. But that doesn't mean... That doesn't, you know, you're not supposed to judge, you know. I mean, just because it looks cluttery or something doesn't mean they're evil people or bad people.
Right, exactly.
You know, they could be very nice people, you know.
Yeah. My neighbor has, she'll put like a bunch of trash out there and the kids' broken toys and all kinds of stuff. And, when she puts too much out there, they'll give her like a fine from the HOA, from the association. And I swear she must think that I'm the one complaining because my house faces her. But I'm like you are. I'm like, I could care less. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't affect my property. And I know that when I want to put stuff out on my curb, I don't want someone bothering me either. So, like, you know, I would never do that. But, yeah, I think because she's mentioned it to me a couple of times. Like, oh, I got another fine. And I'm like, for what? For my stuff on the side of the house. And I was just like, wow, I can't believe it. You know, I told her, someone on the board must not like you because how would they even know that you have it there, you know?
Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, and I never complained to the lady next door to us, you know, the one, you know, that leaves me alone now. You know, she has her backyard is just cluttered and she's leaning all that stuff up against our fence and everything. And I still don't say anything. I say nothing.
Yeah.
You know, come here. But then, this is the ones that call it on us, you know, saying, well, their yard is this or their yard is that. And I'm like, okay, you know, this is ridiculous. And I said, the neighbor's yard, I said, they're the ones that complain, and their yard is worse than our yard.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now she leaves us alone. Like I said, I think it was her granddaughter. Because, you know, we were going to get, Jonah, please. Not in the phone.
What's he getting excited about?
Oh, somebody walked by.
Oh, that's
gone
cute.
Gone now, retard. you know, like I said, it was her granddaughter. You know,
yeah.
I know it was. You know, and like she had nothing better to do because she doesn't even work. You know, she never worked. And it's like, God, she's here more than her grandmother is.
Those are the worst ones because they have all that extra time on their hands, you know?
And it's like,
for sure.
And she, you know, and it's like, why does she even do that stuff, you know? It's like, you know, if I called the city on your garage and your yard and everything else, there'd be problems, you know? But I mind my own business because it does not bother me.
Yeah.
You know? It just doesn't. You know?
Yep,
it's
I hear
not my
you.
Business. I mean, as long as it's not hanging over our yard or anything, or our fence or anything, you know, what's he do?
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly. If it doesn't affect you, why would you care, you know? So.
But then, I don't know, in your city, do they have, like, mm-hmm. cleanup year where you get to take everything to the curb and then the city comes and gets it?
We have 10, what they call, not 10, 3 pickups a year where you could do a 10 item pickup. So if they're big bulky items, so I could put a refrigerator or a sofa or a mattress or anything I wanted, up to 10 items. And you just have to call them and arrange it. Like, hey, I have a 10-item pickup. And then they'll say, okay, we'll come out next Wednesday and pick it up. So, and honestly, I've put like more than 10 items out there before. Like when I was going through my remodel and I had like a lot of extra stuff, I put like 20 items out there and they take it anyway. They don't really care. But, you know, we have that like three times a year we can use that where they'll do like a 10-item pickup, which is nice, you know. So just in case you have like bulky stuff that they won't take on the regular trash day.
Guess what? They don't allow that here.
They don't?
Used to, you know, Minneapolis and St. Paul do, the cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul and Brooklyn Park.
Yeah.
Do. This city does not.
Oh, no. So what do you have just once a year?
No, they have not even once a year. They don't do it at all.
Oh, I thought you said if we had like that where they do once a year, like for the whole community, but that they have in Minneapolis and St. Paul, but not in your neighborhood?
But not in this city, Columbia Heights, no.
So what do you do if you have a big bulk item?
You know, and you know what? It's illegal to put it on the curb.
Oh.
Because I see, and you know, they tried to find me. They tried to tell me that I'll get fined if I don't remove my couch. And I'm like, it's a couch. How is that bothering you?
Well, maybe that's why they have hoarders in the neighborhood then. If they can't, like if they won't take it, right? But at the same token, like you can't put it out on the street. You know, what are you supposed to do with it?
You know, I've seen that because a lot of people have all their garages just full of stuff. And I'm like, and I didn't know, you know, I never thought about why, but now I do know why. Because if you're trying to get rid of something, you can't do anything with it.
Right? Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm thankful they do that three times a year for us, because like I can always, like if I have like one thing that's big, I might say, oh, I'll just put it in my garage until I have time to, you know, gather more stuff, you know. And then when I think I have, you know, or I'll have close to 10 items, then I call them and schedule the pickup, you know. So, yeah, but yeah, if they didn't have
it.
Yeah,
and
that's very difficult.
And the city won't allow animal control either to come in the city.
Oh, really?
And I thought, this is stupid. And I said, I wish I would have known about this city before moving here. Because I'm like, this city sucks. You can't do anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, just a couch. But I go, you know, when I go around in driving or walking, I see stuff on the curb all the time. And I said, well, come, they never get harassed.
Right.
You know, but yet I have a couch that I put out there because I just figured it was just like the other cities, you know, you can, you know, put it out there. And but she goes, oh, man, you have to have someone haul it away. And I'm like, and you know how much they charge a lot to haul a couch away.
They do. Yeah, big time.
And the guy's asking me how heavy it is. Well, like, how am I going to know how heavy it is?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
That's a good question. I would ask that. How am I supposed to know?
I mean, if I can only lift one end at a time, so how am I supposed to estimate? You know?
Yeah. You'd be like, I have no idea.
It took us three people to move it in, you know? Only, of course, it only takes one dog to move it through the house.
Right?
it did.
That's funny.
My dog had issues when we first moved here. He took the couch and drove it from the living room to the kitchen.
Wow, which one was that?
And I thought to myself, and yet it takes three of us to move this thing in here.
Yeah.
What the hell? Where were you when we were moving the couch?
Exactly.
And that was Jonah.
Wow. That was Jonah. Yeah, Jonah's super strong. Aw, how cute.
Oh, my dogs are. Both my police dogs are. I have Levi, too.
Yeah. I love the police dogs. They're so cute. Yeah, they're strong.
You know, I wanted to send you more pictures of my dogs, and I just didn't, you know, I never had a chance to, you know.
I used to have a German Shepherd named Bingo growing up. He was such a good dog. Yeah.
So you named him Bingo?
Yeah, well, it was like my mom and my brother that named him because I had my Basset Hound, Fred, but Bingo was kind of like my brother's dog, but he was such a good, loyal dog, and he was like, he would like protect our family and just such a good dog. And yet he was so sweet, never bit anyone or anything like that, you know, so he was so good.
My dogs are on command anyways, unless you're just coming to hurt me, then I wouldn't suggest it, but.
Yeah, he protected our house once when we came home and we saw him in the garage, like, with a broken leg, and we realized what happened is someone tried to break in the house through the garage, and he went out and attacked them, and they picked up a board in the garage, and they smashed his leg with it. So we came home to an open garage door, and the dog had a smashed leg. And I think back then the surgery to fix it was going to be $900. And everyone told my mom, oh, just put him down. You don't have that kind of money. And she said, absolutely not. He protected my house. I'm going to pay whatever it takes to, you know, fix his leg, you know. And something he did that was really cute, it must have been in his instinct, is that when my brother's hamster would get out of the cage, we would be looking all over the house for it, under the sofas and in the cabinets and looking everywhere. We could not find this darn hamster anywhere. And he would find it and come back and bring it to us in his mouth. And he'd open the mouth and the little hamster would come out and she'd be all wet from his saliva, but he wouldn't bite her. It's like he knew she was our pet, you know. It was so funny.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he'd go pick her up with his mouth and bring her back to us. So, you know, and we're like, how did he find her when we were all looking and couldn't find her and he found her, you know?
Yeah. Well, it only took Jonah. It didn't even take Jonah a minute. It didn't take Jonah very long when we were looking for a cat.
Yeah.
We looked everywhere. I mean, literally. Of course, not where the dog found him. But we looked everywhere, we thought. And we looked.
Where'd the
dog?
Somehow
you just let Jonah in the house, and he just knew right where to go.
Wow. It must be their sense of smell. If he's a police dog, he must have a good sense of smell.
Yeah, he just went right to it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And I'm like, and he went right to where the cat was. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding. The cat can't be back there. Because it was.
Yeah.
It was really in under the toilet.
Wow. And was he still mild-mannered with the cat like mine was with the hamster? Like he knew you were,
yep.
That was your pet? Yep. Oh,
yeah, and
cute.
We kept going in there and he went straight to it and looked. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. This cat can't be really there. And I said,
yeah.
I swear, you look everywhere. Of course, you know, who thinks to look, you know, way under a toilet thing? So
yeah.
So I said, okay, move, Jonah. So now then I go down and look, and I'm like, yep, it is the cat. And I said, go figure. I said, he didn't even sniff anywhere else. It was just like he went straight to the cat.
Wow.
And I thought, he didn't even try, you know, he didn't even sniff through the house or nothing, just went straight to the cat. And
yeah,
like,
he just knew.
He wasn't even bothering to, you know, and I figured he would start, you know, wandering around looking for the cat, but nope. Just
yeah, and such a random place, too. It had to be his instinct because, yeah, that was random. He wouldn't have been, you know, a usual place that he would find the cat, you know.
Right, and I thought, oh, you know, well, I says, if anything, Jonah can find it, if anything. Sure enough,
yeah.
I was correct. I just like, wow. I don't know, so that's... I'm glad for that. So I figured, you know, if anybody's missing a cat, just call for Jonah.
Yeah, Jonah the cat finder. You could make a service out of him.
Well, I mean, I was just surprised that he just, you know, went right to it. And I'm thinking, didn't even bother to sniff anywhere else or look anywhere else. He just came right to.
Yeah.
So that was pretty
good. That's funny
good.
Because my daughter was just telling me the other day, she's a juvenile probation officer, and she was saying that this one kid ran from her and her partner, and so they you know, had to go to his house and search him because they're like, he's running for a reason, and they had a feeling that he had a gun on him, and they're searching the house, and they could not find this gun anywhere. And so finally, like, she was in the bathroom and looking through the cabinets, and she, like, looked at the toilet. She's like, there's no way. And she opened up the canister in the back, and good enough, he threw it back there in the water behind the toilet. So, so she found it, you know, and, you know, they had to like write him up and take him in for it. But I was like, that's just amazing that you would even think of that. Like, I wouldn't have thought of that, to look in the toilet, you know. And he said the same thing. He said, I knew that, like, I was going to ruin it, but I knew, I didn't know where else to put it. I didn't think you guys would look back there.
You know, the funny thing is, they know where to look for everything everywhere. In speakers.
Yeah.
In between couches. In lamps. I mean, they look everywhere.
Yeah, they must have really trained her well, because she had to, after she got her degree in criminology, she had to go through like an academy to like learn all that stuff. But I was like, wow, that's pretty amazing. Plus, she's always been somebody with like very high common sense. You know how some people are very smart, but they have no common sense. And she's got like so much common sense. I was like, I wouldn't be surprised if it just came to her naturally, but it has to be like the training too. Like you say, they're used to looking in places like speakers, everywhere that people normally wouldn't look, you know. They've probably seen it all, you know.
So you have to look exactly where nobody else will think of looking.
Exactly.
And that's how it goes, you know. I mean, it's like, you know, it's hard to explain, but that toilet is more common than you'll know. Everybody thinks hiding in the toilet. Or behind the toilet or in the toilet.
Yeah, because it's like somewhere that, like, I don't know, you don't want to be around it unless you have to go to the bathroom, you know? So he probably thought that he had it in the bag when they were searching the house. He was probably thinking, oh, they're not going to find it. And then good enough, they did. So
That's the way that things go, though. That's, you know. You got to be you got to be even smarter than the smartest.
Yep, I agree. Well, send me those pictures if you can. I have to run, Lori, but I'm so glad we could talk for a little bit, because I think you sound like you're in better spirits now, and I'll always keep you in my prayers. And, you know, if you need anything, just feel free to call me, okay?
Okay.
All right, sounds good. Okay, have a good rest of your week, too.
You too. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye.